Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. How come I don't? Okay, I barely hear me. There we go. Electronics. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. As soon as it fires up, it's going to go. AmmunitionDepot.com. There you go.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
That may have been a little too quiet. Was that, did I get it up there towards the end there, brother? Good deal. Outstanding. This is why I have to have somebody on the other side making sure I'm doing the right things. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Zeke Stout from SDI. I haven't talked to him in a while. I need to talk to him from time to time. Zeke is a broadcaster of some note in addition to doing what he does with SDI, although he doesn't get to broadcast anymore. He gave that up. So I ask him to come on here and, then we get it all in one big burst. Anyway, being asked in the chat room, what do I think about the stock market dropping? I don't have any investments. And yes, I know a lot of people never recovered. The only problem is that there's probably 50 dozen shows that cover that kind of thing, and I'm not one of them. The hedge against this kind of thing is, people being able to handle some sort of chaotic situation. And that's what we are. So that's, I know a lot of people never recovered from the last one, but a lot of people did too. A lot of people, plenty of people have recovered from it, and it is a different landscape. And this is what happens in a false economy based upon a false currency. And that's why I don't give a whole lot of thought to it, because it's all going to crash one day. The currency is not going to be worth anything one day. So, everything we got right now, it's recovered, I think it recovered 900 points and some other stuff. And that's stupendous, but at the same time, it's all somewhat based upon a facade and a house of cards and a whole bunch of other cliches that, while I sit back and say, well, that's good, I guess. Our currency is backed by nothing but the full faith and credit of these United States. Go look at the administration and tell me how far that backing could possibly go. As Seattle was getting ready to, listen to me, KBDV, as Seattle was getting ready to implement their new gun violence tax into law, a couple of sporting foundations and other organizations warned them that if they pass this, which Washington State has a very heavy preemptive law in place against this kind of thing, this is gun control wrapped in the label of a tax. Foundations like the National Shooting Sports Foundation warned Seattle that if they actually implemented this, they would sue them. Well, they have. Mayor Ed Murray has signed it, and now the city has been slapped with a lawsuit. And now the Seattle citizens will get to pony up to pay to defend against this lawsuit. Where did this come out of? It's from the Second Amendment Foundation. Gun rights and firearms industry organizations teamed up today against the city of Seattle's new gun and ammunition tax by joining in a lawsuit against the city and Mayor Ed Murray, who signed the new tax into law Friday. Attorneys for the Second Amendment Foundation, the National Rifle Association, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, joined by two of the city's firearms retailers, Outdoor Emporium and Precise Shooter LLC, and two private citizens, filed their lawsuit in King County Superior Court. Representing the plaintiffs are attorneys Stephen W. Fogg and David B. Edwards, with Core Cronin Mickelson, Baumgartner, Fogg, and more. Can you imagine the business card of a place like that? Fogg represented the SAF, the NRA, and other groups in a successful 2009 lawsuit against Seattle, which also forced the city to comply with the State Preemption Act. This tax that they have implemented will simply, run every gun business that sells ammunition or guns out of Seattle. It will gather, they will lose money on the deal. Okay, they will lose money on this. It should be allowed to stand, okay? They're going to lose money, and the people of Seattle will simply go outside of Seattle city limits and buy their guns and ammo. It's a stupid tax. This is one of these things where some suit is to say, well, they did something against crime here in Seattle. No, it isn't Washington State. No, it is not. It's running a couple of businesses. You know, I don't know how many gun shops are in Seattle. I hope there's a bunch of them. But it's going to run them out of business. And you know what? They're selling something that's completely legal. But your mayor just doesn't happen to like. One day your mayor's going to wake up and not want, he's not going to like cars anymore. He's going to fall under the spell of Al Gore. And he's not going to like cars anymore. And he's not going to allow you to drive a car in the city limits unless you pay a heavy tax. You're going to drive a car? You're going to live in Seattle? When that happens, is that where you're going to roll? This suit marks the first time the NSSF has joined the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association in a lawsuit. And this sort of suggests that the entire industry is looking to crush this tax into dust. Washington State has a very strong set of preemption laws, and the likelihood of Seattle being able to defend this tax on firearms and ammunition seems quite remote. But it isn't known why they thought they would be able to pass an anti-gun law just by labeling it a tax. It's because anti-gunners are idiots. It is because anti-gunners are idiots. I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just to get this out of the way. Hey, Schwell, what's up? Schwell's in the chat room today. I don't get to see Schwell very often. I'll address this when we get back, guest 14. I'm going to give you my quick Polaroid snapshot of what I think about what happened with the stock market and everything else, simply because of the way the financial system works today. This financial system works on a series of Think of curtains on your windows. There's curtains that will block out light, and there's curtains that are just about transparent, don't even really need to be there. And the rules and regulations within the financial system that we enjoy today allow for a lot of stupidity, institutional stupidity. And I'm going to give my quick comment on this, and I'll give my feelings on what would happen in the event everything goes awry. However, I'll also say this. I have invested in all the precious metals that I could possibly use right now. They're brass and lead. I have the precious metals, and I have the delivery systems. I live next to a water source. I live next to an area with plenty of wildlife that is edible. And I have a few things set aside. And I got friends that think the same way I do. I'm ready for the coming financial bad times if that's what happens. I'm ready for it if it does happen. But we'll do the Polaroid snapshot real quick. Get that out of the way and move on. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your redaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay, yesterday we had a little broil in the financial system. We had that because we are largely partnered up and joined at the hip with China. China has, they have built up more debt in a very short period of time than we could possibly imagine. They have built entire cities that nobody lives in. They have wasted a lot of money. They're trying, they're building up the military, but they're building that up primarily on the interest payments from the debt that we hold. They've stolen our, they've stolen a lot of our military plans. They've built a stealth jet that looks suspiciously like the F-22 for some reason. And they've got, they finally, I think they've got an aircraft carrier out there on the air, or on the water now. We're very, very much attached to them because a lot of our jobs are over there. A lot of our stuff is built over there. A lot of our jobs have been exported to them because it's cheaper over there. And, you know, this is it's a, one of the other reasons why they like the immigration thing so much, the cheap labor over here for those made in America goods. Now, the last time, and probably still going on today, businesses operate on something called 30-day paper, which is basically a payday loan, if you will, a check cashing loan, where they get enough money to operate for 30 days. They operate on that money. They turn around, pay it off, and then borrow it again almost immediately. In 2008, when the financial system crashed, 30-day paper dried up, stopped. So all of these companies, all these big corporations, they were operating on somebody else's money because that's, you know, we don't want to use our money. We want to use somebody else's money. They started calling the feds saying, you better do something about this. That's when the Secretary of the Treasury went and got on his knees in front of Nancy Pelosi and asked, begged her to push this, you know, this bailout. Okay. Another thing that happened is we have this thing called the credit default swap, which is basically an insurance policy on somebody defaulting. In fact, one person can, you know, there can be a deal between point B and point A, but C, D, E, F, and G can all take out a credit default swap on the off chance that whoever borrowed the money is going to default, and they can make money off of that. When everything crashed, there was no money to pay that out because there were so many people crashing. This is the problem with insurance sometimes. Sometimes when it's so expensive to bail everybody out, it just stops. It just grinds to a halt because, you know, it's free money for who was it, AEG? What was the name of the company that got all the money and then it just went straight through them and went out to their clients? Credit default swap works this way. I've loaned somebody $5. And I go to credit default swap Acme company, and I say, I think he's going to, you know, I don't think he's going to default on me, but I want to make sure I cover my bets. And they'll tell me, well, for $2 a year, we'll cover that loan for you. So I'm paying them $2 a year, and if he pays back the loan, I pay them $2 a year for nothing. It's free money. It's hedging my bets, but it's free money. It's all based upon nothing. It's based upon nothing. There's somebody sitting there saying, well, in order for us to pay you, you got to pay us, and they got to pay us, and they got to pay us, and if only you get defaulted on, we can handle you. But if everybody gets defaulted on, we're going to be running for the hills because we don't have enough money to pay. When the 30-day paper dries up, companies like GE and General Motors and all of these big, gigantic conglomerates get out there, and they grind to a halt because while they do have money, their business model is not flexible enough for them to be able to shift gears in 30 days. That's the monolith that is big business here today in the United States. So, yesterday we had a little bit of a sell-off. They lost, 1,000 points. They regained 900 points. I don't know when the trigger comes and the economy tanks. I don't know when that happens. I don't know when somebody figures out that, you know, if China all of a sudden turns around and starts dumping dollars, we got issues. The United States is not in charge of the American economy. And that's the issue today. Now, I'm not worried about martial law. I'm really not worried about martial law. I'm concerned that the economy is going to just bust. It's going to melt down like a nuclear core with no water. And when that happens, the first days are going to be panicky. I'm glad I don't live in a big city. Living in a big city would be deadly when that happens. Living in New York City will look like a, one of those Night of the Living Dead movies. It will be deadly in the event that happens. And it'll happen in the middle of gun-free zones, of course. It'll be very deadly in front of those. But that's the thing. Everything is based upon money for nothing. Money created from air. There's nothing backing it. There's no gold standard. There's only the full faith and credit of the United States federal government. Which isn't worth the words I just said, as far as I'm concerned. Somebody got out there the other day when I was subbing at a radio station. They were asking me about the federal government taking over this and the federal government taking over that. My answer to that is I've got two words for you. Post office. How does that work for you? When I was waiting on the agency arms gun to get here, it got to the Greenville, South Carolina post office at 4:57 a.m. Then it sat at the Greenville post office for the next 17 hours. Had the delivery date of that day, but because it sat at the Greenville post office for 17 hours, that got pushed back a day. And I'm one of those instant gratification guys. That's not even one of those things where I can go and pick it up. I can't call them and say, hey, post office, I'll just come and pick it up. Because it's a gun. You know, I'm not an FFL. So I had to wait for it to get delivered. The post office and look, this is not against the postal carriers and the people that work in the post offices. I'm talking about your bosses. Okay? You guys are fine. You're great. My uncle was a postmaster, and he did his job well. All of you do your jobs fairly well, except for the ones at Greenville County that let my gun sit on a counter for 17 hours. But I'm not bitter. The economy is a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Your gun that you're lubricating right now is a real tool that will serve you well if the economy goes south. Get your priorities right. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get back in, all of you try to beat your way back in. The number to get in is 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Not getting a reply, so I better not say that. Coming from the anti-gun media, specifically the Associated Press reporter Brian Slodisko, and his fellow members of the other parts of the anti-gun media, which is, you know, 99% of it, and gun control groups, their fourth point of contact is SOAR. Because Indiana Governor Mike Pence has asked the NRA to step in and help train the state's National Guardsmen to safely conceal carry their personal handguns while on duty. I'll say this. I don't understand why they need to be trained. The military uniform is perfect for the ACU, perfect for concealed carry. But that's all beside the point. Coming from, where did this come from? Is this from the NRA? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, from the NRA. The National Rifle Association has been instructing Indiana's National Guard members on how to use concealed weapons after Republican Governor Mike Pence directed the state's military bases and training centers to beef up security in response to recent attacks in Tennessee. One of the things that I lament is that a politician like Mike Pence, who is tough, who would make a great president, doesn't know a damn thing about how to talk to people. Here's a guy making a very decisive move. He's not only making it, he's getting proactive with it. This is good stuff. And yet, he knows, just like I know, that, and I'll tell you the problem with presidential, with politics, period. Too many of these guys start listening to these consultants who get out there and say, no, you can't say this, and no, you can't say that. No, I think one of the reasons that Trump is so popular right now is he doesn't have any consultants. He doesn't sound like he has any. He's just talking. And that's what's resonating. Mike Pence would make a superb president. So would Sam Brownback. Neither one of these guys know how to get on the road and create a buzz. Later, I will sulk. According to a survey by the Associated Press, Indiana is the only state to enlist the NRA help in the training, which the gun rights group says it will conduct free of charge for any guardsman who wants to carry a concealed handgun. Although National Guard members traditionally have not been allowed to carry weapons while conducting most stateside duties, Pence is one of 14 governors who decided to arm them in the wake of the gunman's attacks last month in two U.S. military sites in Chattanooga that left four Marines dead. If you've ever noticed, when you go to a recruiting station, they're all sort of butted up against each other. They're adjacent to each other, all four of the services. And maybe even, where does the Coast Guard recruit from? Does the Coast Guard get in on that? I don't know. Now, the gun control cultists don't want the NRA to train Indiana National Guardsmen for a very simple reason. This is one of these credibility-enhancing moments for the NRA. A military group, a military organization, the Indiana National Guard, has stepped up and said, hey, NRA, come teach us what to do here. We know how to run through a city and blow it up. We don't know how to do things clandestinely and not upset people. The NRA started out as a training organization. This is their strong point. This is what they excel in, you know? And they have there's 120,000. They're the ones that certify the instructors. 120,000 certified instructors. What do the gun control groups say to this? You don't become an NRA instructor by getting up and saying, where do I pay my $15? You have to go through a course. You have to be certified. You have to pass a test. A little bit like being a lawyer. The NRA was formed in 1871 by Union veterans of the Civil War who were disappointed in the basic shooting skills of Union soldiers during the war and wanted to increase their marksmanship capability. And it is a very simple historical fact that the NRA has been training National Guardsmen to shoot for more than 140 years. Continuing on into the 21st century, hello! That's longer than the modern National Guard, which was formed under the Dick Act or Militia Act in 1903, has existed. The political lobbying organization that the gun control organizations are whining about, the ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action, wasn't created until 1975, 104 years after the NRA started training American citizen soldiers. So despite the whining of the gun control advocates and some poorly educated soldiers like Lieutenant Colonel Joel Lynch of the Arkansas National Guard, civilians play a very significant role in training soldiers how to fight. And here's the thing about this. Soldiers are not, you know, I was a soldier. I wasn't born wearing a BDU set. I became a soldier. When I was done being a soldier, I went back to what I had been before, although with a different mindset altogether. Once you go from being a soldier to a veteran, being a veteran means that we have a flexibility to say what we think. Which is not necessarily something that you get to have when you're in active duty. The more elite a unit is, the more likely they are to get training from civilian instructors in specialized techniques. This is why they go now to the Chris Costas and the Travis Haleys and the James Yeagers and some of these other people, because training in the military is dogmatic. You have to write a technical manual or a field manual, then you have to submit it, and it has to be reviewed and studied, and then maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, after you started the process, it might be adopted. if Chris Costa decides that long arm out there forwards posture of holding a rifle is no good, he'll simply discard it and go to something else, and then his students will have it discarded, and they will go to something else. It's just that quick. And being a being an instructor with that kind of flexibility is attractive to somebody that's got to bring somebody up to speed quick. Now, then there's Project Appleseed. They have helped train servicemen from the 3rd Brigade Combat Team prior to deploying to Afghanistan because of the technique that they taught to make the soldiers better long-range marksmen. In the Army, soldiers learn to shoot at 300 meters. Appleseed provides marksmanship training that stretches that range to 500 meters and beyond. That's important because they were going up against weapons that had a longer range as far as the round capability. 7.62 can go longer, effectively, combat effectively, than the 5.56. So they needed to adjust because of where they were going, because those guys fight sometimes out of range of the 5.56, so there has to be some adjustment. So here comes Project Appleseed. Civilian instructors rock, and the military gets the... they get the benefit of all that hardcore rock and roll. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And all of you anti-gunners that are sitting out there being butthurt, you can just kiss my fourth point of contact. Okay? Okay. When somebody volunteers to put on the uniform, they deserve what we will give them. They deserve more than we give them. They deserve everything we can possibly give them. And one thing they don't deserve is to be shot like you. Training somebody to be what they are and then letting them be shot like fish in a barrel is a tragic waste. Pucker up. We will be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Lead is worth more than gold. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Huh. Little musing while I've been sitting here. For the last few days, I've become aware that my chair that I sit in is rocking left and right. I don't think it's supposed to be rocking left and right. When it started rocking left and right, when I was doing this as a podcast webcast, and I was getting set up one day, and, you know, that's all very informal. So I've already got the video camera running. I go to sit in the chair, and I make a little adjustment, and the chair breaks off of the pedestal, and I go over on the side. Now, that it wasn't particularly painful, although, thankfully, it wasn't on a national radio forum that is regulated by the FCC because the mic was open, and I was doing quite a bit of cussing. I sort of lost my professional demeanor. So now I'm thinking I'm going to have to go buy myself a new Captain Kirk chair. I don't know what to do here. This is going to be interesting. We'll see. This chair is becoming a menace. Enough of my musings. Plus, when I was subbing, they have some really nice chairs there. I forgot that, you know, the mic is very important. The board is very important. The computer running it is very important. Chair. It's really important. Now, who do you think is the largest standing, what comprises the largest standing by headcount military force in the world? That would be the United States Hunter. when you look at the graph as to who's got what, there are, let's see, the largest standing formal military is the Chinese military, which they are at a little bit about 2.3 million people. The entire military, okay? American Hunters, 12,700,000. six times the largest standing army on the planet. And these are not like the majority of gun owners, because they're all wielding a weapon that they take to the range. They zero the scope. They practice with it. They go out. They, you know, they might buy a box of ammunition of 20 in a hunting season because they hit what they're aiming at. It's not spray and pray. One shot, one kill. So, to a certain degree, it can be said that within the United States, there are 12,700,000 long-range combatants. Now, think about this for just a second. Let's say we gifted them with something semi-automatic that is magazine-fed with more than 20 rounds. And then from, you know, typical, what is typical hunting range? I don't know. Let's say 300 yards, 500 yards, whatever. Wherever they line up their shots. And then you get five or six of these guys and you surround an invading military force in their little camp, because they're always going to set up someplace to bed down. They are not constantly moving. They can't do that. It's just impossible for human beings to do that. There's got to be somewhere, some point where they actually establish some sort of a fire base or something. Five or six of them surrounding them. Morning, it's breakfast time. Bam, 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 bam. They're taking off. A whole bunch of their friends are dead with their little plates of borscht or fried rice in front of them. And, you know, there goes the will to fight. In addition, which I'm not really sure exactly where our numbers are. It's saying we're at 1,400,000. I thought we were down around, manpower-wise, down around where we were pre-Pearl Harbor. But it may be 1,400,000. Americans buy enough guns in 3 months to arm both the Russian and Chinese standing armies. Which, when you look at those kind of numbers and you take that, look at it in that sort of context, hopefully for some of you that are concerned that the United States can be invaded and take it over, maybe this allays some of your fears. Americans average buying 3,177,256 guns every 3 months. The Russian standing army is at a little more than a quarter million. No, excuse me, 750,000, 760,000. And the Chinese army, they're right at 3 million altogether. So we're buying 177,000 more guns than the Russian and Chinese armies field every 3 months. There are hunters in every state of the Union. Wisconsin has a bunch of them. Texas has a bunch of them. New York has a lot of them. So, I mean, there's hunters in all 50 states. This doesn't show Alaska. Yeah, it does show Alaska. But Alaska's so big that their number of hunters in Alaska is sort of dwarfed by the size of the state. Hawaii doesn't have any hunters, apparently. How can that be? Do they not hunt anything in Hawaii? I don't know. Northeast has got a lot of hunting going on, despite the gun-grabbing attitude out there. A lot of hunters. Interesting. It's a very interesting dynamic to look at. So, for those of you that sit around and say, oh, any day now we're going to be taken over by the UN or the Russians or the China, they don't have the manpower, folks. They really don't. In a worst-case scenario, what would happen is in a few places, they would succeed, they would go in, they'd bust up some heads, they'd take some guns, they'd kill some people. And that gets out. That gets out. That will make it out into the air by various means. And we will find out about it. And then they'll be riding down the neighborhood, setting up the next thing. And then all of a sudden, whoever these people are, they're going to be shot up from all corners. And then they're going to shove that car back where it came from and let them take a look at it. Think about that before you come to my neighborhood again. Okay? Okay. That's just the fact of the matter. We're getting ready to go to break, so Paul will have to wait, I guess. We're getting ready to flip into the next. Well, I got 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and let him go. put him on hold so I can get him in here real quick. Paul in California. Yes, sir. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah,
go. Yes, sir.
Yes. I was listening about your comment about, you know, we're well-armed in this country, and we are. But our biggest problem right now is our organization. People are so spastic that when the time comes, they have no formal training or even informal training, and most people don't communicate or get along with each other. And that's going to be the biggest problem we would probably have in this country if we were invaded, you know. And that's what people need to understand. We need to start getting along with each other, and we need to form little groups and clubs. And, you know, we don't have to act like badasses and play military, but we do need to be more cooperative with each other.
Well, this is one of the reasons they want to disarm the veterans, because the veterans, there's about 20 million of us spread out across the country, 20 million. We know how to organize, and we know how to train. And that's one of the reasons disarming us is sort of an, you know, a priority. But there are those things happening. I exist in a little group around here of about 20 people. We don't have a patch. We don't have a name. We just have a plan. 20 people, and especially in California, think of 20 Chris Dorners operating in a city. Think of what Chris Dorner did in Los Angeles by himself. Think of 20 of those.
Right.
Chris Dorner did not have the infantry capability of a Cub Scout. He was a military guy, but he was not a combat ground troop. And yet he had enough stuff to tear them up. But, Paul, I'm about to run out of time. We're flipping into the next hour. Good point. Excellent point that you make there. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. We're going to flip into the next hour. Coming up next, Zeke Stout from SDI on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.